Mention Ybor City to someone in Tampa, Florida, and they will probably tell you about all the great restaurants, bars, and clubs you'll find in the area. However, this neighborhood began over a century ago, thanks to a man avoiding a death sentence. His story and the city he built is this edition of the American Countryside. You've probably never heard of Vicente Martinez Ybor, but his impact is still seen in the southeastern U.S.
Mr. Ybor had come on a journey that had started when he was 14, leaving Spain to come to Cuba, getting involved in the cigar business, which made him a millionaire, openly voicing his belief that the Cuban people should be free of Spain, which got a death sentence put against him.
David Alderman says Ybor decided to leave Cuba and begin cigar making in the U.S. in the 1880s.
He decided what he needed was a Gulf of Mexico port that had a cooperative local government, inexpensive land, and perhaps most importantly, a railroad station. Once the cigars were made, if you didn't have a rail that could get them up in 2 days to New York City, you had to go by ship. And the older they get, the worse off they are.
In the 1880s, Tampa, Florida was a fledgling community of about 1,000 people. But it had all of the infrastructure Ybor needed.
One thing to keep in mind, Tampa and Ybor was a one-industry town, but it was not a one-company town. So, you know, when you have upwards of 200 cigar factories in one metropolitan area, if you get fed up with Corral Wadiska, you can go work at VM Ybor. So they were not in this business of keeping people down. They paid them a fair wage. They were paid by how many cigars they made.
Ybor City remains, but it has changed since its development back in the 1880s. More from the old city that built Tampa next time as we travel the countryside in Ybor City, Florida. I'm Andrew McCrae.